Proclamation number 0892 of 30th of April, 1939. World of Peace. Leader of the People. In the world of peace, only one law applies, which is love. Whoever willingly submits to this law is in God and God in him. Whoever strives to give peace to the world must live in love, i.e., to constantly endeavor to help, to comfort, to alleviate hardship, to ward off oppressors and to do everything in order to awaken love in people again, and this is the greatest necessity in order to restore people to true life, for spiritual knowledge is only rooted in love. Only someone who loves will be able to receive the spiritual nourishment the Lord God offers people. People will therefore first have to live in love before they are worthy to receive. And first have to be active in love in order to recognize the truth of it. Whoever serves the people as a leader must, as it were, exemplify the right life. He must be active in love and only ever let love become the motive of all action. For whatever he undertakes must never have the opposite effect. It must not give rise to hatred or unkindness, for then the life of the soul of the one who persists in hatred would be endangered. Truthfulness and justice must guide action and love must condition everything. He who lives in constant threat cannot be open to love. He will go through life in bitterness, and this cannot be beneficial to the soul. But he who gives to people, and does so constantly, who does everything to win people's true love, also awakens love continually and will also conquer all hatred and all discord, so that a world of peace will surround those who are truly willing to love and give. Man therefore has the right to apply the standard to the individual's way of acting, whether and to what extent this produces love or only seeks certain advantages in earthly relations. Anyone who fulfills all his tasks and does not seek his own advantage, who is only ever driven by love for the people to be active for their good, his deeds must also have such an effect that a state of calm, a deep inner happiness takes hold of people. They remember their leader's heart with love and can now devote themselves to the care of their inner life in all tranquility without having to fear being in constant danger, which is caused by greed, envy and unkindness and results in the very decline of everything spiritual. And by this you will know whether the world of peace is in you and around you and what your inner life is like, and you will be able to judge whether the tasks of a leader are fulfilled correctly for the blessing and salvation of his people. Amen.